Your brothers and sisters in Christ, you met your relatives after long years. I hope you had a great time. You know, you worked hard to preach the gospel to those, you know, who don't believe in God, right? And some, you know, may not, you know, give you the answer that they would go to church right away. The gospel that you preached and the subject that you pray for, you will surely reap the fruit. So don't be disappointed. And keep praying. Well, was your heart, you know, hurt? And did you feel sad when relatives, you know, told you about some bad news about your church? Well, I hope that, you know, today's message about years can give you peace and strength. This message may give you strength. You know, what kind of heart and what kind of, you know, thought you should have when you have, when you listen to something. So when you feel, if you feel sad, well, please be soothed as you listen to this message. Last time, I talked about the eyes of seeing evil and the eyes of receiving untruth, and the eyes of faith and eyes of seeing goodness and the eyes of following the truth. So the eyes putting the evil in your heart, you know, eyes, you know, putting truth in your heart, eyes, you know, seeing evil, eyes seeing the truth and goodness. You can discern them. You can discern them well. And ask yourself, you know, what kind of eyes you have. Even though you see the same thing, depending on your heart, you know, what you feel can be different. Even though your eyes are open and you see things, but you gotta discern what you see. And then you have to discern the things that what you see through your eyes. Like the eyes that I talked about last time, you know, listening with our ears depends on the degree of truth and untruth in our heart. Matthew 13:15, the Lord said, "For the heart of these people has become dull. With their ears, they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, you know, they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and return, and I would heal them." You know, they follow the Lord with their eyes open and with their ears open. And they were not only people who followed the works of glory of God, but also, at the same time, they were people, they tried to, you know, criticize Jesus. Such people, even though they saw the works of God, since they were blinded, that they couldn't see the goodness, they couldn't see the glory of God, they tried to find, you know, accusation, ground for accusation for Jesus. And when Jesus preached the gospel of heaven, when he gave glory to God, when he taught in the goodness and truth to people, even though Jesus spoke in the words of goodness, even though Jesus didn't criticize people, didn't judge people, even though they listened to him, since they got evil in their heart, they couldn't put those words into their heart, even though they followed and they listened to him. Just like them, there are spiritually blind, spiritually deaf people. A good-hearted man is eager to listen to spiritual things when he sees them and easily understand it. But an evil person does not understand, and he would not listen to it, even though he hears it. But we got to check ourselves now. Well, I like to listen to the truth, and I like to be, you know, preached. We used to say so. When things change around us, when we were hurt in our heart, so we found that, you know, it was difficult for us to listen to the words of goodness. You know, even though we were told that we should not listen to the good news, we were told, you know, not to listen to the words of untruth. So we surely have the time. That's people, right? When people have, you know, a cold heart, when their situation is difficult, you know, they don't listen to advice. You know, they just care about their ill feelings. And they listen to, you know, things about, you know, hurting others. Senior pastor is not around. We miss him so much. And we feel sowed. And we lost the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You shouldn't say so. Okay? We may feel, you know, so sad. And we may cry out of missing our senior pastor. Well, that kind of tears can be soothed by our Father God, as written in Beatitudes. When we mourn out of, you know, good heart, then Father God can give us, you know, Father God can comfort our heart. However, when senior pastor is not around and we were so sad, but if that's not the case, like we listen to the untruth. We listened to the rumors. We saw the untruth. And we spoke the untruth. And because of that, our Holy Spirit is mourning. So you gotta clearly see what's the difference. In a couple of years, we were hurt. Some said, you know, I came to church and he works so hard to protect the church. Well, pastor, in a couple of years, you know, I'm so sorry not to be good to you, not to be in goodness. But he was a worker. But he said, and you know, he said, I'm sorry, I wasn't good enough. And I said, well, I checked myself too. I thought to myself that I should be better. I checked myself. I looked back. And then and he said, well, you said only the good things. Well, I always look back on myself. Well, I encouraged him, you're doing good. So what I'm saying is we got to look back on ourselves. When we had the kind of conversation, you know, I feel so grateful. Instead of saying that, I mean, I should be better. I feel sorry I didn't do better. When he looked back and when he said so, I was grateful to hear it. I believe that the Holy Spirit is pleasing. The Holy Spirit is be pleased. But, you know, I did my best, but, you know, I couldn't help myself. And I heard so those rumors and I tried to discern them, but you know, it hurt my heart. When you make an excuse like that, you cannot restore the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The ears, your eyes, your mouth, they, you know, didn't make the Holy Spirit, you know, pleased in your heart. So Father God was sorry for you. Because you know the truth, but you didn't follow the truth. So Father God cannot be pleased with you. And you lost your grace and thanks in your heart. So you gotta repent after you looking back on yourself and correct yourself. Now, what we hear also affects our heart, thoughts, and body. When some people speak in untruths, and when you hear it, sometimes your stomach gets upset, right? It affects you. Because of rumors, you may not sleep well. I believe you experienced it before. However, it also affects, you know, not only human beings, but also plants and animals. In case of, you know, cattle in the shed by the street, those cattle, you know, couldn't get pregnant due to their stress by noise around the street. However, cow that listened to a beautiful music, they could produce a better amount of, you know, milk. And the plants who listened to quiet music could, you know, grow well, compared to those plants who listen to very lousy and, man music. So what about people who got spirit and soul? A baby inside a mother's womb can distinguish the voice of mother and the voice of father. And they feel at ease. And, when they come out and when they listen to music that they heard while they were in the womb of their mom, they respond to it right away. So it is very important how to play a music during the prenatal education. So mother shouldn't speak of goodness, and because the baby in her womb can listen and it can affect the baby. So it is very important. So the pregnant woman should speak the words of goodness, and then she has to read the good news and listen to good music. So those who were born like that have a strong immune system and are very healthy. So you can feel the difference when you are in a noisy situation or in a very quiet nature. Your body condition is very different. So as you can see, depending on whether we speak hear the words of goodness or words of truth or the evil words or words of untruth, it can affect our thought and body and behavior and heart. So I hope that you can have blessed ears that can hear the only words of goodness. Now, when you listen to gossip, the words of untruth, well, you may think it's easy to discern, right? However, someone who are close to you come to you, and then, you used to like them. And then they speak the words of untruth, and you cannot discern it. You gotta discern it at this moment. You have to discern people, and you have to discern the words. Even though, those words were conveyed to you through the man that you like. So when I say words of goodness and words of, evil, then you can easily discern. But when those words were spoken by the people that you like, then you cannot easily discern. You gotta be able to discern it. But you just open and listen to them. So you received a bad, impact. When the enemy, devil, and Satan spread that kind of news, right? Inside the church. The rumors and lies and gossips. And you listen to them without discerning. And you lose the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and it affects your health, and you may make the wall of sin, and you cannot pray. If you did so, you will repent quickly and turn back. It didn't pass, not so long years passed by. So you can quickly repent and turn back, and you can restore the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So if you put those in the words of untruth in your heart for long, then the Satan will completely captivate your heart. So you've got to be very careful. In your lives, you may have heard so many things, and you will soon. What is important, however, is that not everything that is heard is right, and that what you hear does not benefit everyone. So be careful with your ears. But if you are not careful with what you hear in usual time, well, for example, you listen to music instantly, and you may remember those music all day long. Now, we used to hear some music on the street, and you listen to it in the morning. And then you may have this kind of experience. You murmured it, and then you sang that song, sang the music all day long. When your coworker in your office, sing a song in the morning, then you hear it, and then you sing the song, you sing along all day long. So you can imagine that what you hear, what you heard when you grew up, can affect you a lot. For example, your parents gossiped about someone, and you listen to their talk without discern, then you may easily you know, give ears to those, you know, gossip. So, you know, parents can look at their children, and children can look at their parents, and then, and they can find, they can, you know, you can find what you are. You know, children who were from parents who speak, you know, in the positive words can become a positive man. And the other, and the vice versa. Children who have parents who got easily irritated and speak the word, ill words, can easily, you know, speak out in a harsh language. They, even though, you know, they find a good teacher and a good education, you know, if they keep hearing the untruth, and then they can speak the words of untruth. Now, parents, you affect your children a lot. So if you want to raise good children as a good children, then you have to act by the truth. Especially your behavior, attitude, you got to control them. And you got to show the example to your children. Then your children will become children of goodness. Now, your children already grown up. Now what should you do? Well, it's not late. Okay? Look back on yourself and say, you know, you're sorry to your children. Well, I used to be loud, you know. Please, accept my apology. I'm sorry, I didn't raise you well. You know, you may talk about yourself. You know, I look back on myself, then I was too loud, you know. I look back on myself and I corrected myself. Instead of, you know, you must do the same. But instead you say you're sorry. Then children will listen to you and they will change too. Then your family will please Father God. Now, students, you know, they gotta be careful with what they hear and what they see, because, you know, you can be easily affected. Even though you receive the bad impact from your parents or in your family, if you happen to listen to the words of, you know, soothing words, I mean, or some good speech, and if you put them in your heart, then your life may be changed. Even worldly people change like this. If, you know, there are some worldly people who grew up in a very harsh and in a violent family, when they met, you know, good teacher, or after they read a good book, you know, their life got changed. You heard them, right? So, haven't you met a good environment that can give you good impact? You met this church, you met the shepherd, and you heard him. Even though you were, you know, you grew up in a very, not so good in the environment, you know, you learned how to discern between good and evil. You met the environment that can receive, that can give you a good impact. But if you don't listen to it, if you don't treasure it, if you just don't, you know, act by it, then, well, if you received grace, there are 7 days in a week. And then you spend your day, one day, in this church for Sunday, right? You listen to messages. But what about the 6 days? If you don't pray, if you don't act by it, if you just forgot it, and if you listen to the words of, you know, worldly people, what worldly people saying, you may be affected by your environment, right? If you don't concentrate on the words of, you know, truth, then what you hear on Sunday cannot change you. So in your life, you got to concentrate on the truth. Before, what did we do? We listened to the words of God all the time with an earphone in our eyes, in our ears. We listened to those words. And our female members, while they were doing chores, they listened to the messages. When we live by the word of, when we live in the words and live by the words, then we can easily change. And then Father God, you know, Father God would give us the strength to change ourselves. So it is very important what you hear. You gotta be careful with what you hear. But at the same time, you should meditate on the word of God all the time and find the strength from it. Now, all grown-ups, for 16, 17 years, I used to live like that. Don't say so. Those words,
you heard in this Mamin church. You got to remember it again and again and meditate on the words. Then you can change as word of truth quickly. Well, you desire in your heart, but you don't act by it. That's the problem. It's not actually what your heart desires, okay? You just think. If your heart desires the truth, there are people who are in a country that are persecuted only because, you know, they listen to the words of truth or only because they are Christians. But you are not like them. But some people got hurt and they go astray after listening to some words. Okay? There are children, you know? Because when you said something, you know, I was hurt and I went astray. There are children who say like that to their parents. You know, what you said hurt my heart and I was disappointed. And from the moment, you know, I behaved bad. However, you cannot put blame on someone or some environment. There are people who listen to the good words at the same time, but they may be affected differently, even though someone speaks harsh language. So if you have good heart of goodness, you can just listen and you can ignore. Now, you throw a stone at a cotton, then what happens to the cotton? But what if you throw that, you know, stone at the window? What happens? The window breaks. So what I'm saying is, it's up to your heart. Someone spoke me words of, you know, evil, and it makes my heart hurt. Instead of saying so, you gotta check why you didn't have the heart of goodness, so that, you know, you could ignore them. And you gotta ask yourself why you were affected by it. Now, so after listening to this, cast off those words of evil that you heard. Someone said, you cannot do this. And then you grew up and then you say, because my mother said, you know, I couldn't do it, you know, I became an unable man. The Holy Spirit is great in your heart. Someone said something, you are unable, then the Holy Spirit encourages you all the time. You can do it. You can make it. The Bible also says so. And God who gives you strength, you can do it. You just hold on to these words. Then you become able man. You just cast off those words of evil. But don't make an excuse. Don't put blame on others. Well, it's up to your choice, right? It's up to you. So you can change it now. Even though you've been quite old and you're quite an elderly people, you can change your personality and characters. Those, you know, wounds that you received like 60, 40, 50 years ago, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, you received. You cannot go to them and talk back to them, right? But by the help of the Lord, you can, you know, heal that wounds that you have in your heart. I hope that, you know, you can cleanse your ears and eyes with the words of truth. Some people take those words as some, you know, nagging, but some people take it as a chance of change. Children under the same parents, they act differently, and they may produce different fruit. What you hear is important, but with what heart you listen, you know, can affect your thoughts and actions differently. So, what should we listen to? We should hear only what is true and discern it by the truth. We should hear only the truth and discern it by the truth. We have to listen to the goodness and the truth. If it is not, then we gotta have ears that can ignore them. If it is not the truth, then our ears can ignore them, even though it is open and listen.
you just ignore. Your ears can ignore them. Even though your ears are open and you hear it, so that, you know, what you hear cannot be put in your heart. But there are people who listen to the words of goodness, words of truth, but they ignore His words. They gotta remember and put them in your heart, put them in the heart. And they gotta act by it. But there are people who ignore these words of goodness and words of truth. And there is a problem with them. When God was about to judge Sodom and Gomorrah, as written in Genesis 19:14, Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were to marry his daughters. And he said to them, "Up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city." But Lot appeared to his sons-in-law to be jesting. Be jesting. That's what, you know, his sons-in-law did, and they died. Lot's wife also escaped along with Lot. But as written in Genesis 19:17, Lot said to her, "Do not look behind you, and do not stay anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains, or you will be swept away." But she ignored it, and she looked back out of her affection for the world. She didn't remember what Lot said, and she became the pillar of salt. You can find in your ears. You can find it in you too. You have ears in both sides, right? So you can, you know, listen one thing through one ear and then let it slip through the other ear, right? But if it is the words of truth, then you just listen to it with both ears and put it in your heart. If it is the words of God, words of God's power, you got to remember it and put it in your heart. You got to remember it and act by it. But there are people who listen to the words of goodness, words of truth, and they just ignore them, and they don't put it in their heart, and then they don't put them in their heart, and they don't act by it. So they cannot receive blessing. If you are one of them, you may ask yourself, why I don't receive blessing? Why am I not healthy? Why don't I have happiness? You didn't remember the words of God. You don't act by it. You didn't listen. You don't even remember. So you cannot pray for it. Now, you have to make the discernment of truth. But you can't, because you didn't listen to the words of truth. So there is no deeds of truth. So you cannot expect blessing and answers. The words of God, you should never ignore. When king, the last king of Judah, was advised by Jeremiah the prophet, but he didn't listen. The city of Jerusalem was destroyed, and he met the tragic end. In our history, there are kings who didn't listen to the advice of good servants, but instead listen to very bad servants. It was the case of King Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. He didn't listen to the servants of King Solomon who got good experience. He didn't listen, and his country was divided. So we got to have blessed ears to listen to the words of goodness, words of truth, words of life. What you hear, all of them, cannot give you good benefit. Some words will give you a chance to lose your life. However, when people have evil in their heart, they rather listen to the gossips and lies instead of words of goodness. But they don't just stop there. Evil ears develop into evil deeds. There were Pharisees and scribes and priests in the days of Jesus. They said they knew the law well, but out of their envy and jealousy against Jesus, you know, they tried to kill Jesus. Can you imagine what they said when they gathered together? They didn't talk about good deeds of Jesus. They didn't talk about all the healing works. They just tried to find the accusation, ground for accusing Jesus.
They spoke the words of criticism against Jesus. They said it, they heard it, and they didn't recognize Jesus, who was Messiah. They rather killed Jesus. What about Pilate? He knew other people tried to kill Jesus out of their jealousy, but he made the wrong choice, wrong decision. Majority is not all the time right. Pilate knew that Jesus didn't do any evil. Pilate knew that they tried to kill Jesus out of their envy and jealousy. But there were a mob who asking for his death. So he decided to crucify Jesus. Who made the decision? Pilate did. So Pilate had no responsibility. No, he even washed his hands and saying that, you know, I got nothing to do with his death. It's yours. So Jewish people said, okay, okay, it's up to us. Now, did God say he got no responsibility? No. Pilate made the final decision. So, it was his responsibility. Why did he do so? In his heart, he had the greed for power. So he listened to evil voice and distorted the truth. You have to ask yourself whether you have this in your life. You listen to some people, and you got to discern whether it is the words of goodness or words of evil. Well, I used to, he was trustworthy man. However, even though you trusted him before, he could speak the words of untruth. But if you have the words of truth in your heart and make it as a standard and discern by it, then you can easily discern. Well, because so many people ask me to do so, then I couldn't help it. You cannot say so. Our Father God is giving us an example through the deeds of Pilate and the Pharisees and scribes. So, the words that you heard can affect you, but it is up to your heart whether it contains the truth, untruth, truth or untruth. So, among the reasons that there are disputes and some arguments arise is because there are people who listen to the untruth and they work for it. You may have many meetings in the church, or you have meetings in your work, but there are some difficulties. Why? Because there are people who listen to the untruth and they act by it. Now, they are a speaker and you become listener. What should you do? You got to discern. You got to discern whether it is untruth and you should not convey. If it is untrue, if it is untruth, then you got to stop your co-workers being affected. But you listen to them, you're affected by them, then your meetings will be divided, which should not happen. Of course, and I will talk about mouths and lips next time, and then some disputes occur because of that. But even if you listen to the words of untruth, if you can discern them by the truth and goodness, then there will be no disputes. Last time I told you about eyes, okay? And I told you that you gotta listen, you gotta see only the good things. But when you saw some wrongdoings, you judge it and you convey it to others. And you pile evil upon evil. So, altogether, eyes and ears and lips work together and bear, make, great, grave sin. Our Lord said in Mark 4:24, He will, take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given to you besides. So you should not easily, judge what you hear, okay? Whatever you hear cannot be all true, okay? Even though it is true, you should not hear it wrong and commit the sin of judging. If you gossip about the faults of your brothers in faith, then what would our Father God say to you? So through what you hear, through what you convey, enemy devil and Satan builds the synagogue of Satan. So you've got to be careful with your ears and lips. You should not listen to gossip. But furthermore, you got to listen only the truth and goodness. Because of what we hear can affect us. We used to be full of spirit, but as we listen to rumors, well, we lose our strength. Then you cannot even pray. And it may give you some bad thoughts. Sometimes you cannot sleep well. So you got to be careful with what you hear. Because of the ears, then, you know, some people, because of what they hear, you know, they lose their faith. Who give you the words that can make you lose your faith? You used to have good faith, but you lost the faith. You lost the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Then that's the work of Satan, right? But if you don't discern it, what are you going to do? But I'm not telling you that you have to say, Satan, go away in front of people. And sometimes, you know, you have to scold people when people speak the words of evil. And, you know, to stop people from saying evil words. I mean, there are many different ways. Well, those who speak to you may become more upset, right? And then they make an argument with you. Or, you know, if you keep on saying that, you know, you may argue with them. If you become a man of truth, you may not be affected by what you hear. And why should you listen to the words of untruth again and again? You may avoid that place. So there are many means not to listen to the words of untruth. So what I'm saying is that you gotta remember that you should avoid the situation that can give you bad effect through what you hear. What would you do? Those who go to hell will, you know, say like this, you know, because of you I came hell. But it was your choice. You made a decision. Who may say what? You don't listen to them. You just ignore them. You just don't remember what they say. But you listen to them and you remember them in your heart, so you cannot put blame on others. So don't speak the words of untruth. Don't listen to the words of truth. Don't convey the words of untruth. Okay? You used to do so when you're full of the Holy Spirit. But now, you gotta be always careful with what you hear, what you see, what you speak. And you gotta control them well. So I'm talking about the deeds that you have to control, right? You gotta remember them. And don't ever lose your faith. Don't ever lose the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, who showed example, discerned everything and clearly distinguished by truth between what to listen to and what to discard. There were words of rumors and evil words, but he didn't listen. He didn't get disappointed. He didn't have any evil words in his heart. There were so many rumors about him, but he didn't listen to them. Some said, well, I feel so bad. And I ask them, why? Because someone gossips about me. Well, is it wrong? Or is it rumor or is it true? Well, they're all lies. Then why do you care? Even though there are so many rumors about you, it cannot affect you, right? Why does it bother you? Well, because, you know, you think, who may listen to those rumors? Who may think bad about me? Well, don't be bothered. It's up to God. God can take care of it. But if you say, I'm so troubled because of that, I'm bothered, I want to justify myself, I want to tell them that, what they heard is all rumors. That's not what Jesus did.
He didn't listen. Even though he heard it, he didn't care. He was not bothered. He didn't put it in heart. And he was not disappointed.
Oh, I'm going to talk about mouths next time. But, you know, you got to be careful with your lips. The disciples of the Lord. Do you think in the days they told him about some rumors? What do people say about me? Jesus asked his disciples. And Jesus didn't, his disciples didn't say, no, you are working for Baal. They didn't say so. They only said in the words of goodness. You gotta know, you know, what people are talking about you. You gotta be careful what you do. They didn't say so. So you gotta be careful what you speak. You may be encouraged by what you hear. Okay, I will do better. When you hear something, then it makes your heart at peace, and you are thankful for those, you know, who speak like that. And he gave me words of encouragement, so I feel so good. I'm strengthened. You want to be such people, right? There were so many people who conveyed the rumors to Jesus, but his disciples only the words of encouragement. And Jesus himself didn't listen to those rumors. He didn't listen to them. He didn't care. Because, you know, he was able to do so because he got no ill feelings. He got no feelings. If you have ill feelings in your heart, you can easily respond to those rumors and bad lies. And you may be affected by them. But if you got no faith, you know, you may be disturbed and you got to be bothered. But Jesus didn't have any ill feelings, the feelings of untruth. He got only truth and goodness. So, you know, he rather in the pity for them. He knew that, you know, they would be changed once they know that I'm the Messiah after I was crucified. He had such a heart of goodness, and he prayed for them. He thought, he considered everything in goodness. He didn't put evil words in his heart. He heard them only by the truth. And he didn't react against, he didn't do evil against evil. He only did goodness against evil. So he would rather give the words of truth to them. Especially, our ears must be ears that are not tempted by sin. Okay? Even though you hear from someone that you love, if it is the words of evil, then you gotta avoid it. Think about Joseph, who became a minister. His master's wife asked him to sleep together. But as written in Genesis 39:10, which says, as he spoke to Joseph day after day, he did not listen to her to lie beside her or be with her. But Joseph didn't listen to her. I should not be with her. And he avoided her. So he didn't commit sin. You should be very strict against the sin and evil. And you should not respond to it. However, if you pay attention to those untruth and evil, you may commit sin. Among you, some of you who have got weak faith may say, you know, some of your relatives or friends say, don't you want to go out on Sunday? And you could say no, you couldn't say no, so you didn't keep the Sunday holy. And there are people who said, you know, I am in a very, very terrible financial situation, please help me. And you co-sign. Well, it means you listen to the words of untruth, not the words of God. If you listen to the words of God, you didn't do this. But if you listen to the words of untruth, and you did that, and then you make an excuse later. Don't make an excuse. Father, I'm sorry. You said, you know, don't do this, but I did that. I was tempted. Since I got in the fleshly affection, I didn't listen, I didn't remember your words, so I committed sin. So please forgive me. But if instead, if you say, I did that because of this, I did that because of that, you make an excuse. And you listen to the rumors about the church when your parents or when your siblings say so. I hope you can discern it well, but there are ways and there are standards how to discern the things. But when people say something to you, you gotta discern it by the fruit that they produce. Now, what about the faith in the church? There is a power of our shepherd, and that power is so great. Someone is manifesting the power of God, then you listen to them. Now, your parent says something. Your parent is talking about your shepherd, but there is no evidence about the rumor. And your parent doesn't live by the truth, and you listen to your parent? And you listen to the one who leads you to the untruth because only because he is a member of family? Are you going to commit sin when someone asks you to commit sin? You can't, right? They speak very plausible words so that you can commit sin later. But at this point, you gotta discern it well. Luke 11:28. It says, but he said, on the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. You gotta listen only to the words of God and meditate on it and be pleased with it. King Josiah had that kind of blessed years. He was the last king of southern Judah. He made the reformation. While he was reconstructing the Holy Temple, he found the book of God. And after he heard the book, he tore down his clothes and he repented. 2 Kings 22:13 says, go, inquire the Lord for me and the people in all Judah concerning the words of this book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that burns against us, because our fathers have not listened to the words of this book to do according to all that is written concerning us. They didn't listen to the words of truth, and they were stained by sin. So they were in difficulties. That's what he said. So King Josiah made his people listen to the words of God and obey it. There are do's and don'ts and keeps and do-aways, right? In the Bible. And they are for us. They are for our happiness. If you keep them, then you receive blessing. If you don't keep them, then the wrath of God comes upon us and you become prey to the enemy, devil, and Satan. If you lose the fullness of the Holy Spirit, if you feel void in your heart, because it means you listen to the words of untruth. So you lost the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You gotta correctly find why, and you gotta repent and turn back. Then you can recover the fullness of the Holy Spirit. King Josiah, you know, gathered all the people and let them hear these words and make them observe those words. You gotta be pleased with listening to the word of God, and you gotta put them in your heart and keep them so that you can receive protection and blessing of Father God. So far, I told you that your ears and heart can affect each other. Depending on the heart, you know, it can affect the heart of man who listen. So if they belong to the truth, they love to listen to the truth, and they only listen to the truth. Even if they hear some untruth, they don't even remember it. They don't convey it. If they have to, then convert it to the truth and convey it. Ask yourself whether you do this. Someone told you about the gossips about someone, but you don't want to listen to him. So, well, it has nothing to do with me. Don't tell me about it. I'm sorry to say this, but sometimes as a leader, I have to listen to them. But if it has nothing to do with me, don't tell me about him. If it is a rumor, if it is a lie, then don't tell me about it. But chances are that you cannot avoid the situation. You have to listen to those things. But if they are the gossips about some people, don't remember them. Don't put them in your heart. and don't convey them to others. If you have to, you can convert them to the truth and convey it. If you are good in your heart, then naturally you will not listen to judgment and condemnation or gossips. If you're a man of untruth, then what you hear is untruth, and you may misunderstand the truth. And you may put something, you know, to what you hear. Those evil men will listen to evil words. They even eager to listen to those evil words more. It's not good. Father God hates it. Your ears, if you do so, if your ears do this thing, if you listen to the words of untruth, then it can be, it can remain in your heart, okay? I don't have good memory. I'm not good at memorizing. But, you know, I remember, you know, those things well. But I remember some humorous words. When I hear some humorous words, then I wanna, you know, spread those, you know, the humorous words with others. I wanna share this with my friends, but I couldn't remember them because it's not the words of truth. I remember those words of truth well. If it is the testimony, I remember it well. Why? Because I always listen to the truth in my ears. I make it as a habit to ignore those words of untruth. My habit, if you have a habit of listening to some rumors, then you can remember them all. You cannot remember the truth though. So what should you do? You gotta make another habit. You gotta change that habit. Well, you went to a fitness gym and then you lift, you know, some heavy stuff. You used to, you know, lift up like 10 kilograms, right? If it is too difficult, then you may start with the 5 kilogram one. And you may increase the weight. And later you may be able to, you know, lift, you know, 10 or 15 kilograms. So, title of this message is Keeping the Deeds of the Body. You gotta control your ears. If your ears keep listening to the words of untruth, then you gotta control your ears so that your ears will not listen to those words of untruth. What if there are people around you all the time that who speak the words of untruth? It's because you love to listen to them. Now, if you wanna fix it, you gotta tell them, don't say such stuff. Or you gotta avoid them. And if the people love you, then they will change themselves and they will not speak those rumors to you. So you got to control yourself, and if you control yourself, and then you can easily become man of truth. But if you keep on listening to those, you know, words of judgment, words of rumors, and you judge and condemn. And you lose your eventually in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then you are far from sanctification. So your ears, don't say that, no, I listen because my ears are open. Depending on what you hear, you may become a man of spirit, you can please Father God, or you can make Father God sorry. You can make Father God hate you. If you judge and condemn others because of what you hear, then you may commit such kind of, you know, a grave sin, which you should not do. Therefore, please look back on whether what I'm hearing is good or evil and fill your heart with truth. And even if you hear evil words, you must be able to discern them with the truth, you know, letting go of them. You've got open ears. During the conversation, you may hear some rumors. However, don't share those rumors together with others. Or instead saying, let's talk about the goodness. Then the members of the church can easily understand. And you should not remember. You just ignore them. Okay? I hope you have such good ears. And you may commit in a grave sin only after you hear something once. In the Bible, there is an instance that a great mistake was made by listening to the wrong words and acting by it. I will say it's a terrible mistake. And it's actually Joshua. He was loved by God. He was greatly used by God. He made a mistake. He didn't completely obey the word of God. And that's because what he didn't listen well, he didn't hear, he didn't act well. The people of Gibeon witnessed what Joshua did to the city of Jericho and city of Ai, and they were afraid. So they deceived Joshua with lies. God actually told Joshua, never make a peace covenant with those residents of the land of Canaan. Why? Because they were completely stained by sin and evil. Joshua heard what God told Moses. So Joshua remembered it. And when he conquered the land of Canaan, he was told not to make covenant and promise with the residents of Canaan. Why did he say so? Why did he order him to kill all the descendants, all the residents of the land of Canaan? Because they were so stained by grave evil. Now, Joshua conquered the city of Jericho and the city of Ai. And the residents in that land were afraid of Israelites. So, they approached Joshua with lies. Especially the residents of Gibeon made a peace covenant with Joshua. They said, "We came from a very far country. We've heard the report of God and all that He did in Egypt. We came to make a covenant with you." But it was a lie that they were from far country. They made an evidence. They showed their crumbled bread and torn wineskins and worn-out clothes and sandals. As if they traveled from a far country. And Joshua just believed them by what they said and what they looked. Joshua just believed them. He didn't ask God. He just made a covenant with them. So all the time, Joshua asked God, but he didn't do it this time. He just looked at them and believed them. They are not from the land of Canaan. That's what he thought. So he disobeyed the word of God. He didn't intend to make this kind of wrongdoing, but he just believed what he saw and what he heard, and it is a good example for us. Now, we gotta remember that what we hear and what we see can affect us, and it can make us make a mistake. And so you got to remember that the enemy, devil, and Satan will let you hear lies and make mistakes all the time to make you commit sin. Enemy, devil, and Satan produces lies. You got to know this. You got to discern them by the truth with your eyes and ears. Therefore, I hope that you will never be deceived by those lies as you discern them by the truth. Now, how can we not be deceived by others' rumors and lies? So many people are deceived and they feel, they are in difficulties. But, our shepherd gave us words of advice. If you will get great interest if you make an investment on this. Some people listen to it and they see great loss. You may be deceived by people who come to you. I love you. I love you most. There are people, who appear to have a good faith and they ask for money. Then, since you like them because you got good faith, you give them money and you're deceived by them.
usually they act to become trusty, to be trusted by others. But you can discern it by the truth. But if you don't have a standard of truth, you may fall in difficulties. Some people use the name of senior pastor. You know, I am a great help to senior pastor. He said, you know, he can trust me. I'm very close to senior pastor. There are some people, you know, who approach you with those words. That's what happened in the history of this church. They may use the words of those, you know, people who are in the heading position. Well, I listen to them quite a lot. Some people say, you know, I heard some cases that, you know, even though I didn't say so, you know, some people said, you know, I heard what I said. Well, Pastor Su Jun Lin didn't say such a thing. If you think that, you know, all you gotta do is just check whether I said it or not. But I hope that you can apply this, you know, three ways to discern it well. The first step is to see others right in the sight of the truth. It means you should not judge by their look. You should not have prejudice. Instead, you gotta make fair measurement. When people see people, they judge others by their first impression. Say, someone had the good clothes, they look so good and handsome, then people think, he can be trusted. However, if there are people who don't put on good clothes and they look so sharp, then people may think, you know, I should be very careful with them. If you have like prejudice like this, well, chances are that you can make a mistake and you may be deceived. I believe you have experienced it. You may have experienced that, you know, the people with good impression and people without so good impression may give you different experience. So you may hear that, you know, you gotta experience people to judge them. Our Lord said in John 7:24, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. People can be easily deceived by making judgment by their, you know, by appearance. Once you can do this, you should not judge people. You should not have any prejudice based on what you see and based on their appearance. And the second step is to believe on the basis of the certain truth. If you have no prejudice, if you look at some people based on the truth, you can then easily, you know, discern. Say, I was, you know, reproached by my leader. So I feel some troubled. Now someone approached me and said, you know, and he gossiped about those, you know, leader that, who reproached me. Did he reproach you? I think you did good. And as if he was, you know, soothing my heart. Well, if you use the truth, then he's not speaking the words of goodness. He is giving you the words of untruth so that you may feel sorry. You may have ill feelings against your leader. So you gotta be able to discern it by the truth. Furthermore, if you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, you can discern it more accurately. People of spirit do not put what they hear in their heart. If it is the word of untruth, they don't put it in their heart. That man is this kind of man. You know, he will not have this kind of prejudice. He rather try to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and he can discern it well. So even if people approach him with the masks of good people, they are not deceived. People who try to lie approach you with the good mask. But if you measure it only by what you see, then you cannot discern it well. Because they speak softly and they behave in a lovely. So you can be easily deceived. The same thing happened in the spiritual realm. 2 Corinthians 11 verses 14 and 15 says, no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds. So you gotta know there is a trick of Satan. So you gotta stand on the truth and never be deceived. Third, we must discern exactly by the fruit. you got to discern people by the truth, but at the same time, if you look at their words and behaviors and attitudes, you will not be deceived. Matthew 7:20, the Lord said, you will know them. You will know them by their fruits. Now, there are people who can easily break the promise. Then you cannot co-work with him. Like, I'm not talking about just in breaking a promise just once, okay? But if he keeps breaking promise, many, many times, then you cannot do a great job with him. Those with untruth, those who live in sin and evil, will produce false actions. Then you gotta easily discern them by their words and attitudes. The Lord said in Matthew 12:35, "The good man brings out of his good treasure what is good, and the evil man brings out of his evil treasure what is evil." Therefore, no matter who he is, you gotta measure him by the fruit of his deeds, and you will not be deceived. Not the words, but also deeds. You gotta be careful with them, and you gotta be able to discern them. Let's say there is a servant of God, there is a pastor. "I'm loved by God," but there is no evidence. Then you cannot trust him, right? Well, I communicate with God, and the Holy Spirit clearly tells me what to do. And then he visits you, and then the Holy Spirit tells me to give these words to you. And then he gives you the words of blessing. But he cannot show any evidence that Father God is with him. There is no works of healing. Then how can you believe him? Because he got no fruit. So by looking at their deeds, then you can easily discern whether you can trust him or not. So you will not be deceived. If you remember a few things like this, then you will not be deceived. I told you three things, right? Apply these to yourself and change yourself. Then you can accomplish the truth in your heart. Since you heard the truth, you should not judge others by their look, but you can just check their fruit and the heart, and you will not be deceived by them. Well, I want to give you all the examples for each, examples, but, well, I hope you can pray for this and receive some answers and some examples by God. You gotta believe all the people. But if you want to do even greater job with him, then you got to be able to discern. Let's say he does some kind of business, or he trusts you, and then you got to discern. Then you will not be deceived, and you can avoid difficulties. Let me conclude this message. Now, are you able to check what you hear with what kind of ears? I told you, what we listen to depends on how much we cultivate our heart with the truth, and it affects our heart. And depending on your heart, you may understand the words of truth in different degree, and your attitudes can be different. And it can also affect how much and how well you can listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. If you have truth in your heart, then you can listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit well. Now, so the key point is, you gotta have blessed ears to listen to the words of truth, words of God. Then Holy Spirit, His voice will be even clearer. Let's say you listen to the words of untruth. Then, such a delicate message, such delicate voice of the Holy Spirit you cannot listen to. But you listen to the words of truth, you listen to the words of God, then the Holy Spirit will make a pairing and will let you hear His voice. John 16:13 says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative. But whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come."
I hope you can listen only to the truth, act by the truth, and long for listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit who talks to you in your heart. May you discern what you should hear and what you should not, and listen only to the truth with the blessed ears. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.